I was at the Arkansas State Fair with this same quartet of friends. It was me, Kenneth, Tad, and Bateman. And briefly, Tad, who was my very best friend at the time, he and I are isolated while Kenneth and Bateman are riding one of the carnival rides. We've just gotten some fried pickles, which are awful, and the following moment takes place. For the rest of the day, he feels as if he is on the verge of understanding something momentous, something he knew long ago, knew to his bones, and then forgot, 100 years before he was alive.
A nation of one is what we are, ideal but indifferent.
The morning after the fair, he wakes on a pallet of blankets on Bateman's floor. The birds are calling to each other in twos and threes, and he lies there listening to them, testing himself for the sense of enlightenment he felt, or nearly felt, behind the food stand.
You ask me for my opinion, then you won't listen.
It is somewhere nearby, burning its slow way toward him. And the next day, and the next, whenever he stops watching TV or reading comics for a while, letting his mind go clear and quiet, he can feel it fluttering inside him, thinning away little by little. It is another 2 weeks before it vanishes completely. And what has he lost? Maybe nothing. He no longer knows.
No more lies, just the truth. Give me some truth.
The moment at the State Fair is a moment within the context of the book in which 13-year-old Kevin is retrieving one of those stray, weird, oddly shaped, suggestive memories that give him a deep sense of his own being.
A vision alone is what we were. Can we get back there?
That the stories he might have been telling himself about his life have not otherwise offered.
Give me some truth.